Heligo Books presents Paying It Forward, written and read by Josh Littlejohn. To my parents, for dealing me the best cards in life. To Suki, my wife, best friend and greatest support. To Jack, the best brother I could have ever asked for. And to my son, Theodore, I hope you grow up to become yourself.
Forward. Sometimes I wish I could be just like Josh Littlejohn. Then again, more often I'm glad I'm not. I don't understand how you can live at such a pitch of engagement, be so effective, so collegiate in external manner, and so very driven inside what must be a churning mind and a burning heart. Anyway, he's brilliant. The stuff he does is mad. Stuff for other people. All the time. The stunts he has come up with are fantastic and always, here's the key, fantastically effective. The political schmoozing of statesmanlike scale and results are exhilarating, and his influence broadens and deepens inside and outside the business, political and development communities. He should get a medal. Oh, hold on. He did. This is the whole story of how someone bold enough, smart enough, engaging enough turns society's dial. Goethe wrote, "Whatever you can do, or dream you can, begin it." Josh did. You could too. This book is a good place to start. Sir Bob Geldof, June 2023.
Introduction. It was a balmy summer's day in Edinburgh in August 2012, and the famous Edinburgh Festival Fringe had just started in the city. The Edinburgh Festival Fringe is the world's largest arts festival, and in 2012, it spanned 25 days and featured more than 55,000 performances of 3,548 different shows in 317 venues. The streets of Edinburgh were bustling, with thousands of tourists enjoying all the city had to offer. Only 2 weeks earlier, I had co-founded and opened a small cafe in the centre of Edinburgh that we had called Social Bite, selling sandwiches and coffees to tourists and local office workers. I was only 25 years old, and this was my first proper attempt at running my own business, with all that that entails. Employing staff, making the food, coffees, and serving the customers. We had rushed the launch so that we would be open in time for the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, hoping that the thousands of tourists descending on the city would get our brand new business off to a good start. On this particular day, while we were frantically making the sandwiches and serving customers, trying to get to grips with our fledgling new business, a young man called Peter Hart wandered into our small cafe. Pete was 19 years old, an outgoing young man with a broad Scottish accent, a chipped front tooth, and a glint in his eye. While his charming personality was disarming, you could tell from the brief exchanges we had with him that he had lived through too much hardship for his young years. Pete was homeless and had been earning a living selling the Big Issue magazine on the corner near the front door of the cafe. I had passed Pete most days over the past 2 weeks on my way to open up the cafe, and I would occasionally pop out to bring him a sandwich or a cup of coffee. But this day, Pete wandered into the cafe and began to linger next to the counter, his Big Issue magazines tucked under his arm as he looked nervously at his shoes. I suddenly realised that Pete had been plucking up the courage to ask me for a job. I was motivated by the idea that our little business might be able to make a difference, and giving this young man a job seemed like a good way to make an impact in our community. What the hell, I thought. We could use an extra pair of hands in the kitchen, and having a job with a steady income might make Pete's life much brighter, rather than standing in the cold selling the Big Issue every day. On that day, when I offered Pete a job, I thought that I was changing the course of his life, but the truth is that he was changing the course of mine. Pete inspired a social enterprise that would go on to help over 1,000 people off the streets, create purpose-built villages for those without a home, raise over £25 million to fight homelessness all over the planet, influence public policy, and inspire Hollywood stars like George Clooney, Will Smith, Dame Helen Mirren, and Leonardo DiCaprio to join the cause. Neither Peter nor I could have dreamed of the impact that his courage would have had on my life and the lives of others. Over a 10-year period, I learned that I have enormous power in my hands to help the most marginalised people in our society, simply by using...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?